where there were study tables, and the school was the new school. The government, the mines had run out so badly. These were soft coal mines southwest of Pittsburgh toward Wheeling. The mines had run out so badly, and John L. Lewis had killed Santa Claus, as they always said. And everybody was so poor that the government was doing lots of public works just to keep people eating. And so this new school was one of the public works, and it was on the, they leveled off the top of a hill and slapped this big modern school on it with new furniture and big glass windows. So you sit there on the top of a wonderful Appalachian hill with wonderful Appalachian hills all around you, with wonderful clouds going through the sky, with new furniture and clean floors, and these photographs.
Yeah, this is the contrast. Harry Truman's president then, yeah. Harry Truman was.
Was he?
Yeah, it was 46, you say, 45.
No. By the time I was 12 or 13, Eisenhower would be...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We're talking about...
Early 50s.
50, Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Eisenhower time.
There
and you said you saw... So there was... Hey, I'm knocking you off.
But
it was a clean new school...
Everything
and you saw these
new
pictures.
Everything, well, you see, now it brings several pictures together because everything, to get general, but I want to come back to the pictures.
I do too.
Everything was new. There were lots of social services coming in. The government was becoming a presence. And yet you had two pictures at one time really working. The other one was less dramatic visually, which was the bomb. Because I remember it when I was 11, my Aunt Sarah came to visit. Aunt Sarah and Uncle Merle came to visit. But Aunt Sarah was sitting on the porch trying to make conversation with this difficult, quiet child. And she said, "Well, Nellie, when you grow up, how many children do you want to have?" You know, standard aunt visiting question. And I said, "I'm not going to have any children when I grow up."
How old were you?
I was 11. And normally, one doesn't contradict one's elders. One doesn't say no, one doesn't...
And certainly not in your particular...
Not in the way I was raised, you didn't speak back.
Sarah with an H at the end of the name, or no H?
I think no H.
No S-A-R.
But I don't know.
But go ahead.
But it doesn't matter.
She said, and you said...
I said I wouldn't have any children.
Why?
And that's what she said. She said, why? And I said, well, I wouldn't have any children in the world with the bomb. So in some way, I had a picture of us as the people who dropped the bomb that matched or balanced somewhat these other pictures. But it was as if these other pictures of bodies stacked up like cordwood and pictures of faces and pictures of trenches and pictures of men standing over trenches with long guns, like rifles, I guess, in their hands with trees, these funny, it's as if all these photographs were taken in winter. You know, trees in the background. All of those pictures were as if they were pictures of the bomb. I mean, the bomb was in the sky, all these pictures were on the ground. And so I think the impression was that there wasn't any bottom to the world, that there wasn't any base, that the unpredictability of not just destruction like floods or something. I find it hard to read classical aesthetic stuff because they talk about the sublime as if it were manageable. The bottom, the no bottom world is not manageable, and more important, it's not outside of us. It's not in nature. Like volcanoes, it was labor intensive. It was hands taking people's clothes off their bodies. Besides the horrible stories that were in the text, besides the horrible eyewitness accounts,
so,
it was the pictures.
That's so funny. You said hands taking the clothes off when the bomb, say the Hiroshima bomb, what do you mean? And a woman describes, a Japanese girl describes her friends, the clothes torn off their bodies by hands, you say. Well, when I saw that Doré woodcut, the hands were reaching. They were down, oh, help, reaching out as though for. Now, Rose Rigsby, the tough kid who was in Dream, but also was in Division Street, Rose remembers heaven and hell as hands reaching out.
Oh,
and
right.
You do. That's a, you're saying hands destroying. But I want to ask
But also hands reaching is wonderful. It's not wonderful, it's horrible, but... You know, they talk about those places where people were sent to take showers, that the walls were scratched.
The Holocaust. Yeah.
In the camps.
In the camps.
That there were scratches in the walls of people. Those are hands,
yeah.
too, trying to get
Now, when did you, I'm going to go back to that 12-year-old girl, when did you become, well, so you became aware of the Holocaust then, and then. Mm. When did you become aware of the bomb?
That I can't remember. It must have been in the news.
You don't
and
know
it
what?
Must have been... That the pictures gave it tangibility.
Let's go back to you and your Aunt Sarah. And you said, I don't want any kids.
I thought it was morally wrong to have children.
Did you? No,
I mean,
did
why?
You? No, you
did
do. You, maybe you think. No, go back when you were
11, 12.
No, I
did. 12. I was a very moral
did you,
child.
No, did you when you were 11, 12 actually? No, try to recreate that.
Yes, I am.
You may have feelings later,
no.
but did you have it then?
Now, that when I decided not to have children later, it wasn't a moral decision in that sense. No, it was that was a very grown-up decision. My little child was the one who said it wouldn't be right to have children in a world where people could do
a
that.
A child in you. I mean, you the
no,
child.
No, when I was a child.
Yeah. What made you?
I said
what,
that.
That's what I want to know. Let's go back. What was it?
That's the mystery.
No one thing.
That I think is important about talking to people in my generation.
Yeah.
I don't have, there wasn't any television. I don't have a mental memory picture.
When you say there wasn't any television, you're talking about the 50, you mean in your family?
By the time I was 11, would have been 1954. I guess there was television. We
oh, yeah.
didn't have one.
Yeah. You didn't have one.
No.
Your family.
I doubt if I'd seen
television. So you didn't see TV.
I did see TV. Well, no, that was later. I saw Queen Elizabeth crowned.
But you didn't see TV for a time. Because,
no, I hadn't
see,
seen television.
Our
yet.
Show, Studs Place, mm-hmm. it was on 1950, you see. So.
Oh, well, I don't
you
think
that,
that I ever saw TV until 53.
Yeah.
When Elizabeth
But I want to come back to you
crowned.
And the bomb.
Studs, you remember?
That, when Elizabeth was crowned. Now, I want to know is when, what is it?
About
so I want to go back to that girl.
I thought it wasn't
you're
fair.
You're different than most, but at the same time,
yes.
you're also, I hope, a metaphor. You're flesh and blood, but I hope a metaphor representing people. You're not of the You're not of the baby boom. We call baby boom. How would you describe your generation?
My whole generation?
No, I mean, your pre-baby boom is what I meant.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we were luckier. We were luckier in general, I think.
Is there a difference between you were born in 43, and the baby boom thing became after the GIs came back
mm-hmm.
and they got married and babies were born,
mm-hmm.
which would be about 45, 46, 47
mm-hmm.
on, say.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference, you think? There is?
World of difference.
How is that?
I think that my friends run... Friends I'm thinking of right now as trying to make sure that I'm not just talking about me would be between 43 and 48, 5 years to 10 years older than I am. We, even if we have decided for ourselves in favor of other sets of values than our parents' sets of values, we were raised with a pervasive set of values, whether they were liberal or conservative, they extended from whether you put gloves on to go downtown to whether you slept with boys or let them touch you, right? I mean, there were all these. We used to have discussions in high school of that sort with our girlfriends, could you kiss on the first date kind of discussions. A few years later, within 5 years younger than I am, that's less common. And it's not that people don't have hang-ups or they don't have problems, but the sense of a whole, of a whole that runs from small parts of manners through big parts of personal behavior, and it all being authoritative at the same level of importance. You know, my friends from high school and I still joke about those little things.
You know, you're talking about something here that's very interesting. Remember, World War II and its effect. Those children of GIs who came back, of the boom generation, and children only 4 or 5 years older. Now we're talking.
They came back to something different.
No, as though there were a whole generation gap, and it's only 4 years.
But Studs, they came back to a different set of expectations. They came back to the to fathers going back to school, or men being able the whole notion of education being much more available, of decent housing being much more available, somehow, you know. It was, instead of being a world of less, it was a world of more. Instead of being a world of fear of less, a fear of falling back, it was a world of expecting to move forward.
Keep talking about that.
So, well, I don't know what much more to say about that. By the time I was in 6th, 7th grade, the Russians sent up their
Sputnik.
And
how old were you?
Do you remember Sputnik? I remember Sputnik because then they start, the government through all of this, I'm beginning to realize just from hearing myself talk, was becoming more and more important. And the government got very involved in money for higher education for people who wouldn't have normally had a chance to go to college. Well, it's different to me now to live in New York and see the free public college system destroyed. When I was a little girl, New York was the standard, and it was where you could be poor and get an education. But every place else, you couldn't be poor and get an education unless you were just heroically brilliant.
Mm.
By the time I was going into junior high, there was an atmosphere that said, if you're willing to go to college, and if you want to go to college, we need your brains. You know, this is the culture, this is the society that wants your shoulder at the wheel. That's a different world than when I was little, when everything was
That's what I mean. So there was a big change. Even though you're only 3-4 years older than boom babies, as though you were of an earlier generation, not 3-4 years.
I had a shrink once who said that to me.
What did he say?
And he thought that there was something wrong with me. And he was a very liberated human being who said, well, you keep talking the way you talk, he says, I would think you came from a previous generation.
Well, that's the whole point. You did, you see.
Well, I did.
I think, as I'm meditorializing, I'm doing this, it's going to be cut out. But the point is, I know something has happened since World War II, an acceleration. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is, in the past, we thought of a generation as parent and child, 25 years roughly. So I met a 15-year-old girl who said to me, that younger generation, she's talking about an 11-year-old sister. And so in a way, it fits you and. So keep going.
My generation was what you asked me about.
Yeah.
And you remind me of my friend Marie, my best friend from high school, who once, when we were both happened to be
this
home
in Pennsylvania,
at the same time, we got together, and she was laughing because we're standing on the hill. We lived up the hill from the main drag through town, which was really, there were only two streets.
Cecil, now a Cannonsburg.
Now this is Cannonsburg, which
now
is
you
the same moved, kind
you
of town.
You have moved to a slightly bigger town, but small.
But very small.
Now, this we're talking somewhere on the outskirts of Pittsburgh. Is that it?
Well, it's halfway between Pittsburgh and Wheeling.
Ah. Is Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheeling's West Virginia. So it's
Western or Eastern Pennsylvania?
Western.
Eastern
is utterly different. No. Western is west of the mountains, so it's got a different
world. When you say mountains, you mean Appalachian?
The Alleghenies.
Alleghenies.
Which is part of the Appalachian
right.
Mountains. But Marie was teasing me. She said, do you remember I said, what? She said, you would never go downtown without a scarf and gloves.
Who said that?
My friend
yeah.
from
scarf.
High school.
Let's hold the scarf and gloves for a minute.